This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Tess Vigeland. The news out of Europe, well, you already know it isn't good, right? The credit rating agency Moody's changed its outlook for Germany to negative yesterday. Yes, Germany, the EU's strongest economy and bankroller of everybody else's debt. So you can bet it is even worse in Italy. A number of southern Italian cities, including the entire province of Sicily, are on the verge of bankruptcy. And so to Rome today, we ask...
What's up?
What's up?
What's up, Europe?
And to Francesco Semprini, reporter for La Stampa. Good to have you with us.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
How much are these economic woes on the minds of average Italians? The country is a bit bifurcated in how bad things are. So especially in Rome and the north, where it may not be so bad, are people not really thinking about it as much?
No. Everybody fears about the future.
Mm.
People in the cafe, people in the bar, everywhere in the street, they are not, you know, willing to talk about soccer. They are not willing to talk about, you know, Olympic game. Everybody talks about the future.
Hmm.
Everybody fears about, you know, savings. Everybody fears about bank account. So I can hear people saying, but we will be the next after Greece, after Spain. What will be the situation with my pension?
Hmm.
What would be, you know, Italian future?
You know, back in 2008, when the U.S. was plunged
yes.
into an economic crisis, you know, it,
yes.
even at dinner parties, people were talking about mortgage-backed securities and
mm-hmm.
Credit default swaps. Is the language changing there as well for just, you know, the water cooler conversation?
Right now, we have the same situation here. Everybody talk about spread. Everybody talk about bond. Everybody talk about public debt. Because, you know, the finance is something that is in the life of normal people now. Finance is a kind of bad word here in Italy.
Reporter Francesco Semprini of La Stampa in Rome, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you. My pleasure.